Scene from a Highway in the Desert, 1989. First draft. I let the car drift some. Ah, your uncomfortable pose and profile. The postures of long drives, shifting numb and sore parts when you can no longer sit them. Foot on the dash. X hours or so from some somewhere now, only half aware when I change lanes half accidentally. Vision fixed in the distance, identifying wildflowers. Then I almost touch your leg, but something stays me. The economy of love in close quarters, a learned thing. Contrast I mark quietly alone. Of the small rented spaces we've slept in, tense even sometimes in this tiny castle, but hurtling uncertain to the unfurling forever of here. Which it does to me, the desert, has effects. Makes me mark things needlessly. The immensity and breadth of it all, I guess, over-amplifying. Over-connecting. Makes me see all small simplicities significant and substantial. Makes me seek out symbolism, search in the symmetry for some lost statements of the self, these words that hiss or make snake sounds. But it feels holy almost, though I don't say so. A native sense, but not skeletons and headdresses. No projections found in thunderclouds shaped by soundless lightning. It is an extra sense. A Pentecostal thing. Unnameable and great, an immortal unknowing, sacred and ancestral and real, and only felt here when the sun falls. Only felt here now, with the otherworldly haunts of coming dust descending from immeasurable spaces to more immeasurable spaces. An ancient endless desert sprawl, anarchic and forever, interrupted only by this highway running west. Some wound maybe, or a bandage, depending on how you look at it, or maybe just what must marry.